I'm disappointed in, and it's gone on all year, is our fourth quarter performance. We're not playing our best football when it counts, and I'm obviously frustrated with it. And you know, so we'll continue to. We don't have a drill for it, particularly on Mondays. But I mean, it's something we've been emphasizing, and to see it happen again yesterday is obviously disappointing and frustrating. So. We'll continue to look at it, emphasize it, and that's a big part of our job. Our job as coaches is to make sure we get what we ask for and demand for, and we got to find a better way to do that.
What can you do different? Because it's been an emphasis all season, finishing the fourth quarter, either back in the training camp. So you're not seeing what you're after.
I would say training camp. I mean, we start playing games week one. I mean, And there's some positive things about it too. I mean, it's you got to look at the calls. You look at I mean, we've gone over and over and over again. But at the end of the day, it comes down to performance. I mean, our issue yesterday, we didn't tackle. So we do tackling drills every week, and we'll be heightened again this week. So we've played nine games. Like I told the team, it's time for our locker room to step up and take a big step. This conversation. Particularly today, I'm sure we're going to get into it. Is we're always talking about who's not there, or we need to focus on what the hell we're doing. That's winning football games, playing quality football. And I think it's important in times like this to listen to your language and make sure that we're talking about the right things. And I think our guys are doing that for the most part. I don't think we have major issues. We've had a lot. A lot of injuries and things happen during the course of a game. We've had a lot of change. We just haven't quite overcome them. I mean, we had opportunities yesterday to overcome those situations. I thought the offensive production yesterday was very good. Defensively, I mean, we gave up three touchdowns over the top. I mean, you can't have that in any game. So regardless of how well you're playing. I mean, the offense was productive. There's time possession, 0-for-4 in the red zone. So, the opportunities were there. And when we go back and look at the tape, no different we felt coming off it. I mean, these are things we've done routinely that we're just not quite doing in the fourth quarter right now.
Mike, obviously you try to get Scott Tolzien prepared to go out and play for you. But even those interceptions aside, the fact that you were productive, you moved the ball, did that on any level surprise you?
I tell you what, I thought he played an outstanding football game based on the amount of preparation, because no offense is ever the same. Everybody goes, well, you run the West Coast offense, you run these plays, and so-and-so runs those plays. But, the footwork that this young man's being asked to do is different than he's ever had. It caught him on the first interception. So I saw a young man get better during the course of the game, running plays he hasn't played yet, and doing things that I thought was exceptional for a young quarterback. So I was very pleased with his performance.
Did you back work out Matt Flynn today? If so, what did you think? And thirdly, who is your backup quarterback this weekend?
Well, Matt Flynn's here. He went to his workout this morning. Looks good, and that's really all I have for you right now. So. Everything else is a work in progress. I just came from the training room. A lot of the information that you need to make decisions is still coming in. So we're still trying to put it all together.
Based on what you know now, is there a chance that Seneca could be available in any capacity?
His information is one of the ones that just came in, so I don't have an answer for you.
Could he come back in the game in an emergency situation?
I think he would have. I think he would have because. The conversation on the sideline was he wouldn't be able to move, out of the pocket. So, and that's why we went with Scott.
How many reps did Scott get last week during practice today?
Didn't count them, but not very many. I'm not trying to be smart. Handful, probably. Yeah.
So just like last week, everybody talked about Seneca would be much better, much improved after a week of practice. We can expect the same results, even though.
I do. I expect that with Scott. I mean, I just expect the ability to get the footwork, throw to the receivers that he's going to be playing with in the game, as opposed to throwing to the other guys that he's been throwing to on the opponent you know, the opponent teams. So yeah, I definitely think I thought he handled the game management was excellent. I mean, we had two situations where it wasn't clean, you know. So I thought he did a nice job.
Mike, about those balls over the top. I mean, the first one obviously had guys in position, but yeah. How about the last two?
You got to make plays. I mean, you got to make plays with balls in the air. I mean, it's we call it the deep over concept. It's a post. And, I mean, it's things that you've seen, and they were in between an adjustment call on one, and it wasn't clean, and that's what happens. You know, so there's more of communication and reaction to it, and you know, and the other one was just poor defense.
Like
giving
the club yesterday to play with where.
Well, the first game's always, I think, obviously the hardest. And he's such a hands player. I mean, he's exceptional with his hand placement and his ability to, second, third reaction. And, he looked like, he struggled with it at times. You know, sometimes he couldn't get off of him. And that's a product of getting used to that, playing with that club.
Back to the defense, I'm sure you like your players. I know you like your coaches. So where's the disconnect? That's one of those long plays and guys running free and stuff.
Well,
like that.
No one ever said there was a disconnect. I mean, what happened yesterday was a game of football, and we didn't play it at a high enough level to win the game. And our grades and our evaluation process reflected that. So the mental errors were high on offense, which frankly was to be expected a little bit because, losing two linemen and a quarterback. I mean, there's some things that went on there that we had to adjust as we went, but we overcame them for the most part. But, the mental performance for the special teams and defense was pretty good. So I wouldn't say there's a disconnect.
Is Derek Sherrod in a position where if the injuries to the linemen are such – ready to go?
I don't know. I hope so. He looks good, but let's be honest. You could, practice only takes you so far. He's going to have to step up at some point and be ready to go, and it'll probably be without game-like action.
Mike, I know injuries, we're not going to know much until Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Do you have an idea now, though, how stressed your offensive line might be this week, given what happened today?
This happens to me all the time. See, when I go in there, they always tell me they're going to be fine. So, I don't know. Just talked about six guys, and they're all going to play Sunday.
Right, so, what's the process then for that? But you say that every week that the guys tell you they're fine, and you can't. Mm-hmm. You don't know as of Monday. So tomorrow, when you're starting to formulate your game plan. Will you have a better idea of these guys' health and what you'll have to work on?
Not really. You're talking about two linemen?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to move around. I mean, you're not going to know probably till the end of the week. So, obviously, New York Giants' defensive line factors into this and how you prepare for them. So, that's all part of the guessing game and the chess match.
Perry and Hayward, the aggravations are the same things?
Nick's his ankle. And Hayward, yes.
Mike, have you heard anything new on JerMichael? Does he have any sort of?
I have no updates for you on JerMichael Finley.
Did you hear much from Aaron on the sideline yesterday?
I thought Aaron was excellent. I mean, Aaron's into it. He did an excellent job of being, backup quarterback all week. He helped those guys with all the little things. Yeah, he was very good. So it was like having another coach here.
He's wearing a headset, but he's not actually chiming in at all through the headset, is he? He's strictly listening in.
I don't. I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to think. I don't know if his talks. Seriously, I do most of the talking. So I mean, I had an experience younger in my career where there was way too much talking. So we kind of don't talk a whole lot. We're not allowed to talk a whole lot, but just especially during a series, because I find it very distracting, particularly when you're calling plays. So, him and I talked a lot during the game, and I'll be honest, I don't think he has the volume. So,
I did you think T.J. Lang played yesterday? And I guess as a follow-up, is that an impressive deal considering, I mean, he didn't practice hardly at all playing guard in the opponent center?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a guy that didn't practice all week. Graded out well, guard. Had a couple things at center that, he'll be a week better if he has to play there.
Mike, you always graded yourself tough as a play caller. What did you think of yesterday for you, given everything you were dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on third and one, third and two, I think mm-hmm. you threw five out of the six times.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thought process?
Well, I think any time, if you want to look at play calling, you have to look at what you're anticipating. You know, what's the defense giving you? I thought yesterday's game was very clean. I mean, I thought, you know, he tried to play downhill on us. I mean, that's why we threw the ball as much. And as I grew confident with Scott on not only, you know, he was playing, but really what to give him. You know, it's on side of, you know, here's, you know, can you handle this? Have you done this? And his communication was excellent between the series. You know, based on the way they were playing us, so I mean, it was a different game to call, no doubt about it. But I thought for the most part it was a clean game.
As a coach, how do you look at the situation that you're in from your perspective? Like, what, you know, and I can't think of a crappier way to spend your 50th birthday yesterday for one.
But, I don't know why you bring that up.
But I mean, you're is this a critical time for you as a head coach? I mean, do you look at this as really a time where you have to, I don't want to say do anything different, but certainly figure it out and utilize your players and your staff, but it all kind of the buck stops with you?
Well, I don't feel there's a whole lot to figure out. I mean, they have to, they're getting my best shot every day, and that's something that, you know, you feel like you always do, but times like this, you make sure they are. So I felt like the football team was, I gave my best shot all week, and look at the result. So I need to do a better job.
Mike, you seem to be in a better mood today than you were obviously after the game yesterday. I'm wondering how long it took you to make that transition, and by the same token, how did your team transition from yesterday's disappointment when you felt that?
Well, I'm in a better mood. As soon as I was done with the press conference, that's the most stressful part of my day. I don't know. I mean, losing's hard. I mean, that's the part of this business. I mean, you don't ever get used to it, and it doesn't get easier. Team's a good spot. You know, I think we moved on to the Giants today. You know, we corrected the film. We expedited a lot of the analysis because I wanted to make sure that we moved on to the Giants today.
Two more. Obviously, you got to focus on Scott for the next 6 days, getting ready for Sunday. But have you heard anything further in terms of prognosis with Aaron, and how close are you to keeping tabs on that?
Yeah, he's the last player I talked to. He thinks he's going to be ready real soon. So, he's a couple of weeks away, I would think. You know, they haven't given me a date and said, hey, he'll be ready for this game. So. And I don't think he's been scanned again.
Mike, on the interception that Scott threw down by the goal line.
Correct.
Is that an example of not having experience with your wide receiver? I mean, did Nelson run that route a little flatter, expecting it, then he could lob it?
To the pylon?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a perfect example of a base concept that I'm sure he's run in his career that's put with a different protection than being from the gun in the footwork required. And I'm sure he wishes he had that one back because that was a layup. We were expecting pressure. We had the right protection. We had an excellent matchup with Jordy, and running a corner route versus inside leverage. So that situation definitely favored the offense. But those are the little things I'm talking about. So the snap was a little low if you saw the video. So, you know, his head went down, which made him a little late. And those are the things that hopefully will be a week better.
Mike, you went to banjo for a little while there yesterday, and then you went back to MD. Are you, with those plays over the top, are you thinking about, not asking you if you're making them, but are you thinking about personnel changes?
I mean, we're analyzing everything, but, I don't really know how many personnel changes, you know, you could even consider right now because, you know, we're trying to make sure we have 46 for the game, and that's what my board looks like right now.